This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Kalisha from Developing Diamonds with your final reminder for reminders at home whilst in quarantine and lockdown. So this reminder number 8 is don't forget about. And I wanted to mention different groups of people within our communities that are often overlooked, forgotten, and have greater rights upon us than perhaps what we might actually give due attention to. So before I tell you these 5 different areas, I want to remind you of this beautiful quote. Maybe you've heard it, maybe you haven't, but it's by Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. And I have this quote actually written in a frame on my desk. Someone gifted it to me, and it's actually one of my favorite quotes to remind me about giving focus and attention to those who have rights over us in our communities and not overlooking those, because we don't know what blessings that might bring into our lives. And this quote, this is what it says: perhaps you might be asleep while the doors of heaven are knocking with tens of supplications for you by a poor person you aided, or a sad person you cheered up, or a distressed person you brought relief to. Therefore, do not underestimate doing good at all. And, you know, in particular, I wanted to mention these 5 different groups of people within our communities, because they are the most often neglected or overlooked, or perhaps we don't pay attention to because maybe we don't have someone in that situation within our lives, so it doesn't really hit home for us. But let's bring it forward and try to remind ourselves of these individuals within our communities and to try to fulfill the rights that they have upon us, inshallah. So the first one is converts and new Muslims. So don't forget about converts and new Muslims. They have great rights over us as those who have entered Islam and come from a different life to a new life, and a life of light after having come from a life of darkness. And it is our responsibility as the existing Muslims to support them and assist them, not only in their learning and their development as new Muslims, but also in whatever needs they might have, financial or, you know, with security or with housing, with food, or whatever it is that they might need, for us to remember to check in with them and support them, not just on that first day when they say their shahada at the mosque, but to check in with them on an ongoing basis, befriend them and bring them into our communities wholeheartedly, inshallah. Another area not to forget about are the single mothers or fathers in the community who might be struggling and doing it totally on their own, especially now whilst we're in lockdowns. They might not have respite in terms of someone else to help out with care of their kids. Personally, I know of single mothers who can't even go for a walk on their own because there's no one at home to watch the kids while they go out for a walk, just to clear their head or to, you know, get some exercise in. So don't forget about single mothers and fathers who might be in the community doing it tough. You know, check in on them, drop off a meal, ask if they need any help with anything, and do reach out and make the effort to make sure that they are okay. Number 3 is don't forget about the travelers and the displaced. And we should be quite familiar with this topic because, you know, we as Muslims often have a lot of refugees who enter into our communities, or globally in other lands where there are war-torn situations where people have to leave their countries and don't have anywhere to call home and are not legal citizens of any country, and are roaming the earth, subhanAllah, with nobody to take them in and give them that security. And also travelers, some people might be stuck where they are and unable to go back home or go back to where they are originally from because of the travel restrictions. So keep an eye out for such individuals and make sure they're okay, make sure they have some support, and see if there are any community groups, organizations who are checking in with the needs of the travelers and the displaced. The 4th area not to forget about are the elderly and the disabled. And just as much as we might like to look after and tend to the needs of our elderly and our grandparents, likewise, don't forget that there might be some elderly out there who do not have family or support living close by, who might be experiencing extreme hardship, loneliness, poverty, ill health, and incapacity with, you know, taking care of themselves or their homes. And they have nobody from the Muslim community checking in on them on a regular basis. as well as the disabled. The disabled sector of our communities are often already disadvantaged, already excluded from community access to things. And likewise, now that they might be on lockdown and restrictions and social distancing, feeling perhaps even more isolated, more alone, and more left out at a community level. And do reach out if you're able to join some organizations who might have a network of contacts and see if you can assist in any way, even if it is through social interaction, having an online video call with someone who has a disability once a week and just befriending them and seeing if they have any needs or if you can assist them with perhaps some errands or getting some supplies to them as well if needed. The last one not to forget about are those who might be struggling in any way, financial, emotional, psychological, whatever aspect they might be struggling with, and those who might be unemployed as well. So just checking in with families who might be struggling with their situations due to the lockdown and, a lot of jobs have been cut right here in Australia and in other countries. A lot of people are out of work. In times of extreme maybe desperation or feeling very disillusioned and feeling like they don't know what's going to happen to their livelihood or their security within their living and financial situation. So just check in with people that you have in your network and have an eye to catch out someone who might be struggling and do reach out. Don't wait for people to ask for help and support. Be someone in the community who notices the gaps, who notices those who are, unspokenly crying out or needing help, support, connection, or whatever it might be. And, utilize and connect anyone who's in any type of struggle, even beyond these five suggestions. Do reach out to them and also reach out to service providers and link them with those service providers, with local charities, with local Zakat organizations, and get people the help that they need, and you be a person who can facilitate the fulfillment of the needs of these precious individuals in our communities. So remember, don't forget about the converts and the new Muslims, the single mothers or fathers, the travelers or displaced, the elderly and disabled, and those who might be struggling in any way or going through unemployment and other types of challenges. So that's it for this series of at home during quarantine or lockdowns or social distancing. I hope, inshallah, this series of tips have helped you in some way. Feel free to share with your networks and give me further suggestions if you'd like any more advices or tips. And check out developingdiamonds.com.au if you'd like any more information about any way that we might be able to support you, educate you, coach you towards your greatest success, inshallah, in this life and the next. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.